like I said, in the winter is the time in between the Yom Tovim that we have to be over them different in Yonim, to grow some Zachen are Poshta Zachen, some things are less Poshet. I think if a person takes on himself every time to work on something, he could finish the whole winter to have a double shalem, to have a double shalem in his hands. It's a big ashirus. So I want today to speak about kibud aveim. It's a mitzvah that starts when we're born, and everyone behaves like he behaves to it. And not a lot of people later in life take it on to be a mitzvah k'mo yishtzorich. And the medrash of Aseres Adibros is brought down. Chaim Kanievsky brings it down in Ochus Yosha. Brings down the lashon from the medrash of Aseres Adibros. I want to read over the medrash. Rabbi Yeshua ben Elam. Rabbi Yeshua ben Elam, they told him in his dream, "Smach bilvovecho, be happy. She'ato ve'nana sakotzov, you and Nana sakotzov are going to sit in Gan Eden near each other, and you mamish like him. So be very happy." They came to tell him in the dream, "Rabbi Yeshua ben Elam, be happy in your portion in Gan Eden. You know, you made it. You're like Shimon Benana, like Nana Sakatzo." So Rabbi Yeshua wakes up, Zagin Chazal, and he thinks, "Oili, miyom shenoladeti, I was the whole time biyiras koini. I was yiras shomayim the whole time. Lo yomalti elo betoiro. Lo yolachti daladames beloy tzitzis vetfili. Hoyu lishmoinim talmidim. Ve'achshov, shkuli maisi v'tirosi makatzov. And now I and the butcher have the same part in Gan Eden. How it could be? They're telling me, be happy. You will join the butcher in Gan Eden. From the time I was born, I was Yiras Shamayim." Tana says that himself. "From the time I was born, I was only Omal B'Toyro. Shem Shamayim Shagur Alpi. Talad Amis B'Loy Tzitzis B'Tfilin. Sholach leTalmidov, Dehu, I'm not going anymore into Beis HaMedrash till I find who is this butcher." "No, I'm not going to. There's no point of going back to learn. I'm worth nothing. Everything what I'm learning is equal to a butcher. There's no shear. Nothing is happening in yeshiva till we find out who is this butcher." So all the Talmidim closed the Gemara, and they started to go from town to town to find out who is a butcher that is called Nana Sakatzo. They asked him, "What?" He said, "They told me that he's my partner in Gan Eden, and I know that I learned all of my life. A butcher with Eretz is not, he cuts the meat. So I have to know who is this butcher." And they went from city to city. Ad shebo to the city. Shal heicho nana sakatzov. So they told him, "Lomo ata mevakesh o yisri, ato chosid v'tzadik. You're a chassid and a tzaddik. What do you have to do with this butcher?" Omru lo imay maisav. Omar lehem, "Tell me, I want to know what this butcher does." They told him, "Adineinu, Zare Rebbe, don't ask. You'll see him, you won't know the answer who he is. It's not, you don't need to find out about him. Everything, when you meet that butcher, you see everything." So he asked someone, "Okay, you don't want to tell me who it is, but you tell me if I will see this butcher, I will have the matzav. So sholach miyad, bring over the butcher." They came to the butcher, they told him, "Rabbi Yeshua ben Alom, shoyo lo yischo." He told him, to the butcher, "Rabbi Yeshua wants to see you." He told him, "Leave me alone. Mi anoichi, mi avoisa bi Yisrael, I'm a nobody. Rabbi Yeshua, shoyo lo yisi." He could leave, "I don't believe you. It's a good shtick. It's no tzad that he wants to see me." You have to come. They said, I'm not going. You're laughing. You're making a choizik for me. Seich kimatim. Chozru Rabbi Yeshua amru loy, ata oir Yisrael. You're the biggest God lador. Oir aneinu, ateres roshenu. You all of the miles. You send us to go to this butcher. You see now he doesn't want even to come. We told you, leave, go from this butcher. Pass me, she's such a choshev person like you to handle such a butcher. I'm not going in to sit and learn till I see the butcher. So please take me over, I will go to visit him. Holach Rabbi Yeshua be'atzmo etzal nanos akatzov. V'nofal nanos alponov. Omar, ma hayoy mi yoymayim. Ateres Yisroel bo lifne avdoy. So nanos, I'm the nobody. You came to see the nanos. Omoli dabeli dovoret. I need to talk to you, a private conversation. Talk. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you do. She says, what shock he got, he saw this butcher, like they told him. Yeah, things were very clear what was going on there. I'm a butcher. And I have old parents. They can't stand. They're in the bed. Every day I dress them, I feed them, and I wash them. Malbisham ma'achilom u'marchitzo. Biyodi, I do it myself. Miyat, omad Rabbi Yeshua v'noshka al roishoy. V'omar lo ibni ashrecho v'ashrei gorolcho. מה טוב ומנועים ואשרי חלקי שזוכיתי לי איזה חברך בגן עדן. חזר ונעד צער ונעד בליבת. But, one little bit, we're holding in the sugis of Maki Venikif, It's not sugis that we understand also, In these sugis, you learn what state. How exactly, what is the goal? I don't know, But you know the tzus of the Shmaisa. We know the Medrash tells us Rabbi Yeshua, the God Lador, the biggest. And he thinks to himself, from the day I'm born, I'm learning. I never walked out of Amis, but I take a feeling, the tzitzis. Dovuk bekoini. This butcher is a nobody. And then he finds out that the butcher has a mitzvah of kibud aveh. I would think Chod, she would say, Vaista is kibud aveh, is also very important. He became very happy now. Oh, now I'm so happy I'm there. And this was not a chidush to Rabbi Yeshua. Not Nachnebach, okay? This is the price they're tagging the kibud av. So much, I'll have to deal with it. If we would know what is kibud aveh, you have people that go 40 days to the Kaisel. It's not me, Shiva Bochet doesn't have to go to the Kaisel on our days. It's not a mokum to the Shiva Bochet to go. It's a schor bev seder. It's a bizim der shmuz. It's not the place. It's a hore. It's shown it on the ways to the Kaisel. Hashem doesn't want people to come. When people daven, it works the opposite because they pass through the bad things till they come there. Hashem says, please don't come. I hear the baskel every day says, please don't come. Yeah? And bad people carry on going. And the basket says, please don't come. But it's a bazunder shmuz, I'm all, you had to go to town. Today you can go to the Kaisel. This is all bizarre. Nebach. So this is the sitra achre. I was some boys, they go to the Kaisel. Yeah, Nebach. Some boys, that's gula, that Indian. Kibud aveim. And again, I'm not trying this shmuz. The guys will start to do instead of learning kibud aveim. No, it's a whole Alamo tells you, okay, you know what? So I could be easy about the learning, I could make it through the kibud aveim. Don't let the Yitzhak, if you hear that, I could promise you, you will not do kibud aveim when you tzorich. Because it's not coming from the good, it's coming from the bad. Yitzhak Reb Cholon says, if it's famous, vikuach, the Chofetz Chaim to Reb Chaim Moizah, was a big bal tzedokah, a huge gvir that was nifter. And they decided in that days to send their mother to Kvur and Eretz Yisrael. It cost thousands of rubles. And they send the Shaila, what is more important? to send the mother to Eretz Yisrael. Some of the Askanim decided it's much more important to tell them it'll be a bigger schus, she'll be buried there. And they could give this money to yeshivas. And I don't remember if it was B'chaim Moshe or Chofetz Chaim. One agreed, and one said, B'shum panim v'ofen, let him to send it to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. The Klal Yisrael didn't listen to that Adam Gadol, and they listened to the other Adam Gadol, and they sent a message to the family that it's much more important to give the money to the yeshivas. So they canceled the trip of the boat, but the money to the yeshivas never got it till today. They canceled the plan later to give the money to the yeshivas, and they used the money there. They invested it for the yeshivas, and then it stays by them. This is the Kech Nitzel. When Nitzel tells you, oh, we heard now very stark as Achar Kibud Aveim, say it. So, you know, I have another way to make it. Chas v'shalom. But a person has to know. Look what this Medrash says. Look what the Medrash says. Ma'achilom, malbishom. I want to say again, I avoid the disvadim now to build myself. So I'm speaking to myself. I'm also not besedim. That mechazik says. But a person has to know to himself. It's all animal says, yeah, if I would have parents in bed, I would also dress them. Yeah? First, al tevienu l'deni soyim. Al tevienu l'deni soyim. But there's no mitzvah to dress them. Baruch Hashem, they could walk and they could talk. You could respect them. You could call them. You could mechabit them. Rosh Hashiva is a tzar. Every Friday morning, we go to eat breakfast by his mother. He knows her. She knows him. She's here the whole time. She's in her 90s, yeah? She knows her son can't climb up the steps. She knew every Friday morning she prepared for him a breakfast. I don't know what he managed to eat. Every Friday morning. Even in the last week of his life. Every Friday morning. And I remember it was once he arrived Friday morning from Chutz La'aretz. I was here after Shachri says, I have to go to my mother. The big people, you know something? It's not Kibud Aveim Kipshutai. Kibud Aveim Kipshutai. The Yitzhahara doesn't want us to have this koyach. He doesn't want to have this chara. But it's a mitzvah that every yeshiva bocher could work on. You know, sometimes boys have some problems with their parents. You have to go to the Rebbe to give you the adrocha. Mechabed your parents. I know it's hard sometimes after a while that you're not used to calling them so often. Yeah, Peter, you start to call them, you think something is strange. So do it slowly. When you call up, you can write on a piece of paper, Kabed es avicho v'esimecho. You know, if you know that every time you get into argument, every time when you speak to them, yeah, you hold up, Kabed es avicho v'esimecho, and you start to speak. You get used to it. It's a mitzvah. If you do it in the right way, Yeshua ben Alom, learning day and night. This is Shakur. Chazal say, Hukash kvoidom l'kvoidom okay. Hukash kvoidom l'kvoidom okay. It's Gemara in Kiddushin, we know this Gemara. It's Nishkin Gemara in a Vaitik applies. He brings down the Charedim, brings down the Perek Aleph. That was a person that gave money to his parents and fed his mother every morning, everything what she needs. But he was Mamish Mezalzel, he was not Machshiv his mother. And they found him dead outside of the city, and the birds are eating him up. Because this is his punishment, Zak the Charedim. Chazanish said, one of the punishments that he knows that Hashem gives to people that are not mechabed the parents, that one of the two of the kids go off the derech, and they don't all their life, they can't enjoy it. And the rest understand what is happening in our days. It's so easy. But we have to decide to do it. I want to tell you, I say Alamon for winter. You take on yourself, kibudav. That the matora is that when you're 50, when you're 60, your kids will say, you know, my father, you know what is kibudav ayam by him? When you heard your kids speaking like this, Bez Hashem, when you'll be an older man, you know you passed the test. Then they will say, our father, kibudav is before everything. Kibbutz is before everything. And everyone wants to be like that. Everyone wants to be like that. Start. You have to start. It's how you do it. It's a plan. It means down the Chazal, Anoyach. Before that one, it says in Yirmiyahu, Yoinov ben Rechev, his father told the kids not to drink wine and not to build a house and not to do a kerem, the chubn. So they listened to their father. So Yirmiyahu tells them, ולבייס הרחובים אומר ירמיהו, כה אומר השם צבוקויס, יען אשר שמעתם על מצווס יהוינו דוב אביכם, ותשמרו אס כל מצוויס ותעשו ככל אשר ציבו אסכם, לוכן כה אומר השם צבוקויס, לא יקורס איש לא יונודו בן רוחוב עומד לפונוב כל היומים. The Pasuk says, you listen to Kibbutz. So even that it's a be a chorus, a kloya and klal Yisrael, but you a kloya will never happen. And the Gemara says, the Sifri brings down, because they listened, the Einik Lach, where Yoshim is Sanhedrin, Moir Divri Teire, well, for sure, we have a lot of questions. Why? It doesn't make sense. Because I was born from him, so what? Because he's a biologic father, so what? Why? Why? It's like this mitzvah doesn't make sense so much. For sure, I've added to respect him, I understand. It doesn't make sense not to respect parents. This everyone understands. But why? Chazal tell us on Dorma ben Esino. Everyone knows the Chazal, Dorma ben Esino. He was zeichet to the Pora Aduma. He didn't want to wake up his father. A lot of questions in this Chazal. Yeah. What? It's such a loss of money. And when I was a kid, remember the questions were alamol. If your mother calls from the hospital, if she had a baby, if you're allowed to wake up your father to tell him, he'll be very happy to hear that he had a baby, but the mice, you're waking up your father. Today, people wake up the parents to tell them that they have a headache, yeah? I say, in one day, it changed. My father went into the room, we froze. Not because they hit, yeah? I think my father hit me once in my life when I passed the red light. But we had a pachad. Zadin moire kibudav. Z moire av. We're far away from this mitzvah. But this is the right hanoga. It's the right hanoga that a person has to have. And a person has to start to teach himself. Say the Ravoida. To teach himself in the Halach how to do it. How to be holding in Kibbutz. I'm saying, there's a couple of ways. It's from the lower Madregas to the higher Madregas. And I will explain. The lower Madregas, it's a mitzvah. And I'm going to do this mitzvah. Shalom Lishmo. I want to be in Gan Eden here in Yeshua ben Aaron. It's a mamash. It's about Tashchis. Now you have to know, it's not a way to talk, Avodas of the Metzias. It's not one way street. It goes the other way also. Moses says, Ashri Omar Abaya, Ashri Mishalei Chamon. Better never to meet them. Because the amount that you nichshel in Kibbutz Av, it's terrible. Don't think it's a lottery. You know, instead, if you mechabed them, you go to Gan Eden. If you swallow it, it goes good. It's a golden key. If you pick up it, you get. It's the key to Gan Eden. It's the key to Gehenim. It's not optional. I think the good here is so convincing, you don't have to come with skewering the oilam to do it. But you have to know. The Aveira is kegoy de laschus. There's no pshat in the tail. Like, you know, if you do that, this is Mezakeh Sarabim and Teres, the biggest chal, yeah? The guy's Mevatul Teres, terrible. There's no two ways. You know, if I'm Mechabe these people, I'm afraid of Yeshua bin Alam, I'm sitting here in Gan Eden. And if I'm a little bit chizvodi, who knows where you'll be? It's a pachat chodim. Abaye says, Ashrei mi sheloi chamon. Ashrei mi sheloi chamon. Who will say terrible mi sheloi chamon? And Abaye says, Ashrei mi sheloi chamon. It goes to the Ash Tev Lesholim, Shaloi Nivro, Misha Nivro. It's the same Mahalach. It's better not to have the Nisayim. And when we have the Nisayim, we have to keep up with the Nisayim. Just have to look at it. It says, do it because it's Kidai. But understand how Chomor is the Aveire. See, Mechaim has been given Chazalim and the Choymer. Chazalim. Couple more verses I don't want to mention. Ritzeach v'noyef. It's a ritzeach v'noyef. A person is not mechabed ovi v'imoy. So the first thing a person has to decide, I have to do it. I'm going from now on, I'm making a plan. I will test myself in a month. Take a notebook, take a calendar in a month. I'm better in Kibbud Av or not. When the parents ask you, what happened? You know, I'm in the right way. I'm in the right way. And again, remember, and Teir doesn't go, I could do tomorrow. So maybe don't put on tefillin, I could put on tomorrow. So first, there's a punishment every day, and there's a mitzvah every day. This is the first shlav. When a person gets to that shlav, even if he's doing it shaloi shaloi l'shem shamayim, mitoich shaloi l'shmo bo l'shmo. Mitoich shaloi l'shmo bo l'shmo. Some person holds he can't, but first not to start up, not to mevaze. Kilu ritzeach, noyef. And it's poshta zeh. There's no good schar if there's no terrible oynish. It goes together. Then a person works with the chaya odom breaks down. But there's an inyan to work on the chashirus. A person has to try to think the mailus that his parents have. And how much a person is upset with his parents, he could find mailus by his parents. And as an Indian, lachshivom be'inecho. Lachshivom. Such balimides, such a kier. To work on it. To be machshivom. Lachshivom be'inecho. Lachshivom be'inecho. If a person manages, and he starts to machshiv his parents, he's doyeg b'tevosom. Trying to take care of them. I'm saying, gleich, not to wait. You know, in Sforim state that when a person has an oir of a mitzvah, the oir of the Torah is meir. When a person doesn't have the oir of the mitzvah, the oir of the Torah is not meir. A person that is oisik b'kibud av, אז יש לי מאני ארוך יומך וטייב לך בוי למזה, אשר בוי למבו. A person that is Isaac in Kibudav has the Siyata Dishmaya of learning. Now again, never to be mad in learning because of that. The biggest nachas to the parents when they will come to Eilam Ha'emes is that they have kids that are learned in Oiski Metoiro. I think it's the biggest chus that a person could have. But to take on. My message, before you leave the room, make a achlota. When I'm 60 years old, I have to hear my kids to say. I every time I test my kids, after a couple of years, what do you think of the thing that I'm Isaac now? If they don't pick up, I know I failed. Not every time, not that I try to do it in front of them. It has to be that everyone knows some people that are Bahim Kibudav, Zgivaldik. Oh, so this person is a Choshevayit. Start now. And Be'ezus Hashem, you'll be Zaychatake to Alumayas. I want you to have that also.
What?
Am I so?
Sometimes, let's say, with my mother, I can get her. I say one word to her, she speaks for an hour. My father, if I speak to him, it does not feel at all. How is my sister? When you're learning, I'm getting how should they think? Like, how's it possible to...
So first, when you're far away, let me show you, you're just calling.
Huh? Yeah, man.